in Beijing. Notre siège est à Pékin. Head office, to head, diriger. Head vient de tête, être à la tête, to head.
Our head office is in Beijing, China.
Reprenons la dernière phrase.
But I do spend a lot of time traveling.
I spend a lot of time traveling. Littéralement, je passe beaucoup de temps à voyager. Je voyage beaucoup. To travel, voyager. Time, le temps. To spend time est une expression très courante aux États-Unis. How do you spend your time? Littéralement, comment passes-tu ton temps? Et vous, votre travail vous permet-il de voyager? Do you travel for your work?
My main responsibility is to export industrial robots.
I am responsible for exporting industrial robots.
I work at the company's head office.
I work at the company's main office.
Pour les questions qui ne sont pas conjuguées avec le verbe être, on se sert du verbe to do, faire. Par exemple, you work for International Robotics. Do you work for International Robotics? Does he work for International Robotics? She works for International Robotics. Does she work for International Robotics? Ou bien, it works, en parlant d'un objet mécanique. Does it work? Il faut bien sûr être à l'aise avec la conjugaison du verbe to do, faire, au présent. I do, you do, he does, she does, it does. We do, you do, they do. Essayons entre nous de poser une question avec « do ». En l'occurrence, une phrase que nous allons entendre tout de suite. « Mr. Blake works for International Robotics ». La question « Who does Mr. Blake work for ?»«
Who does Mr. Blake work for ?»
Pour qui travaille Monsieur Blake ?« He works at the company's head office ». Il travaille au siège de la compagnie. La question « Does he work at the company's head office?
Who does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Is he responsible for the import or export of industrial robots? He is responsible for the export of industrial robots. Does he work at International Robotics head office?
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage, qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Travel, voyager. To travel by airplane. Voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Coffee.
Coffee, please. What do you coach?
I coach track. I coach runners.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but I live in Colorado now.
Do you coach at a university?
No, I don't. I have a camp for runners.
Do you travel very often?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do. I don't like to fly.
Where do you like to travel?
I like to visit family.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. My family lives in the West.
Do you like to drive?
Yes, my children like to drive too. They often drive. Do you like to travel?
I have to travel.
I have to travel too.
I like to travel in the country. I live in the city. My home is in Baltimore.
My home is in the country. My camp is in the country. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing.
Would you like more coffee?
Yes, please.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing, thank you.
Would you like more coffee?
No, thank you.
Voilà, imaginez-vous en avion, en route pour New York, par exemple. Conversation possible entre vous et un autre passager. Hello, where are you going? I'm going to New York. Je vais à New York. Where are you going? I'm going to Seattle. Do you live in New York? No, I live in Washington. Do you fly very often? Prenez-vous l'avion souvent? Volez-vous souvent? Do you fly very often? Yes, I do. Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous voler? Maintenant, conversation possible avec un ami avant le départ. Sur le mode de transport. How are you traveling? Comment allez-vous voyager? Par quel moyen de transport? How are you traveling? How are you traveling? I'm taking the plane. Ou bien, I'm traveling by plane. How are you traveling to New York? I'm traveling by bus. How are you traveling to work? I'm traveling by train.